This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Bob Lennox. As passengers from the disabled Carnival ship Triumph return to the comfort of their homes after a disastrous voyage, the cruise line's journey to restore its reputation begins. How are future vacationers affected, and what happens in the aftermath of such a miserable incident? With some perspective on those items is Vicky Cobb, owner of Tropical Tanzan Travel in West Monroe. What effect does an incident like the one we've seen with the Carnival Triumph have on the cruise industry?
I think you're going to see things from all aspects of your cruise customers. For first-timers, this definitely wasn't a positive. We have customers that, you know, are the ones that weren't on the ship that are scheduled, just to give you a little bit of information here. The ones that are scheduled for sailings that are canceled are rebooking. That's what we've been doing the last few days, is rebooking. And, you know, Carnival, of course, is giving credits towards their cruise that they were going to do, as well as discounts on the future cruises. But you have a lot of people that feel like, well, this is that were on the ship that are saying back to us that it's like a car breaking down. It happens. You really can't make people as comfortable as possible. And, you know, it's really hard. I feel very bad for people that are experiencing their first cruise, because I'm sure it just was a very unpleasant situation.
Do we typically see a fall off for the line involved in an incident, or do consumers kind of take a step back from all cruise lines until an investigation's resolved?
That's really hard to say. I personally haven't seen the days that this happened. We still had people just... Cruises is probably close to being our number one booking, and I really haven't seen it slow down. You know, we're getting a lot of comments from people that aren't planning on going anyway right now, but I really haven't seen it slow down. I don't know what to expect in the next few months, but if it's going to be a negative. I have had customers that were planning on going on the Triumph later this year, like the end of May, June, with families, have asked that we put them on other ships.
You know, if you look at booking affected regionally, say someone who lives away from the coast who would have more planning, more expense than a cruise, perhaps decide on another type of vacation after an incident like this?
Some have questioned it, but I think a lot of them still are leaning towards the cruise, actually, because of the affordability of it versus the all-inclusive flying and staying with their families. For families, it's still a good deal. Going to be interesting, and let's just say in the next few months, because I don't think that the impact has hit as to, okay, these cruises are canceled through April 13th. This affects the spring break groups. There's a lot of rebookings. There's no ships to put them on, basically, for that spring break. It's pretty much full, you know. There are a few availabilities, but all the people that we had going on the Triumph during the spring break, we don't know that we can get them out of New Orleans in that time frame.
Speak of the importance of the public relations campaign following something like this. Does a cruise line make an effort to comment on policy or measures taken to increase prevention of future mishaps, try to get that out to the public to try to restore consumer confidence?
They do. I find Carnival and Royal Caribbean do a whole lot with their publicity, as far as their presidents and their representatives really making their situation known and emphasizing that they're doing as much as possible. You know, we've experienced this before with the Splendor, and then you had Concordia, which was owned by Carnival. We know that this could happen to any cruise line, no matter what. You know, we've been through the deals with the flu deal, the epidemic of ships with that happening. This cost the cruise industry how many millions of dollars? So, of course, you can't make up for the vacation that people have, you know, the negative experience that they've had either.
Vicky Cobb of Tropical Tanzan Travel. You're listening to KEDM Public Radio.